Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And we're being joined by not one, but because of their own demands, two guests.
What?
These guys are truly two of our favorite guests, two of the funniest human beings on the planet, and they are also twin brothers.
Sklar Brothers, I saw a billboard for the nosebleeds all over town and bit one.
The beautiful, beautiful Sklar Brothers.
The Sklar Brothers.
I go into the store to pee. There's no one else in the store except Denzel Washington. Like, he kind of knew who I was. He's like, are you a comedian or something. I'm like, yes, I'm a comedian. I have a twin brother. He's like, sports. He just was like saying one word like in a thing. And I'm like, yes,
we did. Monosyllabic.
You probably saw us on Cheap Seats or old ESPN show. And he was like, what's your name? We're the Sklar Brothers. And he just looked at me for the longest time. I'm like in a Denzel scene, right? Listening, he's like, the Sklar Brothers. The Sklar Brothers. I'm like, are you adding a syllable to
that? Have we been saying
have
it wrong?
Have I been saying it wrong?
The Sklar Brothers, Randy and Jason. You could have knocked me over at the feather scene, you guys in Better Call Saul.
Somebody call an ambulance.
No, you don't need to. Yes, an ambulance, that's a good idea. You guys have liability insurance, right?
Deep in the ESPN tape library, this is Cheap Seats.
It's wrestling from the Mid-South region.
I just want to know who have a guts to come challenge with me. Wrestling, my club, everything.
Is he on a nightclub?
Yeah, the Freaky Sheik.
Mr. Junkyard Dog.
Mr. Why so formal?
So my son, he's into the Pokemon cards. They're like trading cards with monster pictures of monster on the front and statistics on the back. How much life, how much damage, how much energy. So I was like, he's into the cards. Maybe I can get him on to what we were into as kids, baseball cards. That's fun. So I brought some of our old baseball cards from St. Louis back to L.A. So he pulls out a card, Daryl Strawberry. He's like, Daddy, what's his damage? I was like, cocaine. For a decade in the 90s, it was hookers. It was hookers in the 90s.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
This is exciting, getting the opportunity to talk with the Sklar Brothers. I'll try and say it like Denzel said it. That's a lot of fun. They have a big show coming up in the City Beautiful. You can go check them out at the Den Theater Saturday night at 7:15, 1331 North Milwaukee. Brothers are going to work it out. The Sklar Brothers are going to work it out. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Oh, so good to be here on 670 The Score.
The Score.
Gotta love it.
So we often on this show, my partner Speaks and I, we don't really like St. Louis, but. We do realize that you guys have
fair.
We realize that you guys have a beef, a legitimate beef with the city of Chicago, and it's this. We are sorry for reversing the river.
I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry. You're sorry?
I am.
I didn't realize you were even sorry.
I am sorry, Bo. That's not fair to the people of St. Louis that we reversed the river and now all the sewage from Chicago flows southward to their beautiful hamlet.
But we did it for us. It was the engineering marvel of its time, and we needed it. You understand, don't you? We needed our water clear.
Right. Look, St. Louis is downstream. We are like the Chicago River, and you guys are essentially the Dave Matthews Band tour bus. So we get it. We understand. Dump it in us. Dump it on us.
Do you guys realize our studios are about three blocks away from where that happened?
From where the engineering marvel took place?
No. Where Dave Matthews Band?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, also the engineering. Well, the engineering marvel is a little bigger. Yeah. Yeah, no, we can look at that spot.
Where's the 30
for 30 on that? Yeah. No, they're too busy doing their own on that.
Listen to me, that's a 2 for 2. It's not a 30 for 30. It's a number 2 for number. They're going to drop that on the deuce.
Well, it could be a 2-2-2. That's what it could be.
Oh, the deuce, the deuce. You guys, man, it's like, so why is the pizza so bad in St. Louis? I think that's a good place to start. What is that about? Is it,
dude,
what went
like
wrong?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So there's no, I mean, there's like the place called Emo's in St. Louis that serves really flat pizza, because you want pizza that you can slide under a locked door during a hostage negotiation.
Yeah.
So it's useful.
Yeah.
With all the toppings on it. We think they need to just lean into who they are and be like, Emo's, it starts as leftovers.
Yeah.
Have a new slogan, right? Like, Emo's, because it's your weekend with the kids.
Yeah.
Emo's. Are you eating the pizza or the box that it came in? Like, you know, we understand our pizza's bad, but we still have to love it. You come to Chicago, you eat real pizza. You go to Pequod's. You go to Chicago.
Go to Chicago's. Go to Lou Malnati's.
Lou Malnati's. You carry up a little deep dish.
Got a sausage the size of a Chicago lineman.
I got a sausage the size of Dennis Farina's eyebrows.
I got a sausage the size of Richard Dent's neck fat.
Have you guys ever tried Rinaldi's? We had Rinaldi's pizza today. They make a Nico Horner special with pineapple on the pizza. Pineapple and hot honey.
God.
No.
I can't do pineapple, but I will take a hot honey.
I'll do the hot honey. I'll take a hot honey, and so did Harry Carey.
May he rest in peace.
A lot of respect going on right there. Hey, so
I feel. Oh, go ahead. I was just going to say, I feel like Harry Carey should have done a commercial for Frusion Glaja.
Yeah, just him being like, Frusion Glaja.
Hey.
The Sklar brothers know about the score. Like, I don't know if you guys, I mean, obviously sports radio stalwarts that you are, but when our mutual friend Daniel Van Kirk started going on with you guys on Sklarbro Country and doing Doug Buffone, I mean, that's before our listeners knew that Daniel Van Kirk existed doing Doug Buffone. Now our listeners know because Daniel comes on sometimes and gives us stuff like this.
We are live from 670 at 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. I am your host, Doug Buffone, talking to you all things Bears. Paint your nails and sit down in front of the couch because we are winning games this year, boys.
So,
he's
the best.
Amazing. So, introduced us to Doug Buffone. I mean, this is like we had those guys in St. Louis, but I love a good local sports legend. You know, it's like we know Butkus and we know like, but
we also know Gary Fensick. Like, if Fensick was doing stuff, we'd know him. But like Doug Buffone, we didn't know enough about, but him naming who was sponsoring the show and then I'll go to Carol in Rockford, whatever he was saying,
Rita in Winnetka,
any name he would say and the place he would say after it would make us laugh.
We're hysterical. Like, we're in.
I'd love to know from you guys, like, I'm only gonna address Randy. I'm only addressing you. I'm not gonna address the Sklar brothers. Randy, was there ever a point where you guys were like, you know what would be better if we stayed away from each other? Was there ever that thought that came into your head? And if not, then what was how did you get to the place of like, we're always better together. Let's grow this thing together.
So I think that's a great question. We grew up and our parents very wisely, we had, and thankfully they could do it. We had separate rooms growing up. So like we were able to have lives apart from each other. The twins we know who grew up and like were in the same room growing up, as soon as they got to college, they just busted in opposite directions. For us, we're like, no, we've kind of had a whole life separately. And now that we have families, we're like, my family doesn't think of me as part of the Sklar brothers. They just think of me as the guy who forgot to book their travel. You know, like I'm getting that, And it's like we're in our whole lives, we get to live sort of apart from each other. As far as stand-up goes and doing stuff on TV and doing bits and stuff, like on, we're writing on this Kevin Hart, Kenan Thompson sports show on Amazon called Good Sports. We just did a bit that was on the show a couple nights ago. We still love doing it together. We feel like there are cards to play. If you feel like you have plays to go and cards to play, you're just going to keep playing until to the point where we're like, we don't want to do this anymore. But it's still fun and unique in a way that I feel like there just aren't a lot of people out there doing what we do.
That's really interesting. That you had lives apart and they continue to have lives apart. Because when you see the two of you on stage, as everyone should, and people need to go to the Den on Saturday night to see you, it is a remarkable thing. Like, I don't know what comedy pairs ever have finished each other's sentences and shared the timing that you guys do as a stand-up act. Like, we think of comedy duos, but I don't know who.
Like
who
the Smothers Brothers weren't doing that. That was set up, punchline set up,
right?
And then like this is more stream of consciousness, and yet you guys are able to make it work.
Yeah, like I don't know if I've ever seen anything like it. Have you ever seen anything like what you guys do on stage together?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we consciously made that choice to do something that was different than what had come before us. I mean, we finished each other's senses. We're finishing each other's careers. We're trying to end our lives. We have to. Don't you understand? This is a call for help. No. I don't think we saw it because, we didn't want to do something that had already been done. The Smothers Brothers were great. All the comedy teams that came up, Martin and Lewis and Nichols and May. I guess it's even closer to like Nichols and May, but the thing that really felt like an inspiration to us, believe it or not, was not even comedy. It was the Beastie Boys. We watched the Beastie Boys in the 80s when we were coming up.
Wow.
And we're like, they're having so much fun together. They are different people, but they come together for certain lines. They break apart. They gas each other up. They back each other up. Sometimes they have fun roasting each other. And that's what we found later as we've sort of grown this thing, is that there is time to step outside and roast each other in fun ways. You know, that like, look, Jay's going to tell me that I look like a Jewish Magnum P.I. and I'll take it. Menachem P.I. I'll take it. Solid joke for the radio, Ran. Very, very good.
We're on Twitch. Anyway. We're on Twitch,
and YouTube.
Yeah, people can see it.
People can see us.
How on point that is. How on point that is. See, that's amazing. The Beasties, both of us sitting in here nodding, right?
Because we both love the Beastie Boys. Right. And seeing you guys go through your own maturation – as they did. You know, like the people that gave you Fight for Your Right for the party are not the people that they ended up being. And no. Seeing you guys like use that as a way to channel through it is really cool.
Yeah, and we'll argue all afternoon. I say check your head is
I say
the more
Paul's
important.
Boutique.
Yeah, I mean, but
Paul's
like
boutique. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's it. I mean, there's dude, I could Ill Communication, unbelievable album. You can throw that in the mix. And Hello Nasty, incredible too. But you know, there's even like a you know, we are on 670 The Score. Let's be honest. There's a sportsy version of what we do that is feels very much like a pick and roll. It feels very much like you allow the defense to come to you and then you just float a little screen pass at the exact time to the other person. So there's like a timing aspect to it's turning a double play, like the perfect turn of a double play. That those moments in sports that we sort of grew up with and love and sort of marvel at, it's like those things to me is what we also pattern ourselves after, like the smoothest turn at second base, like the smoothest pick and roll, you know.
Yep.
Who, like we can who, only all hope to be John Stockton.
Who are the best sports twins, Randy, Jason? Who are they? Is it the Sedins? Is it the Barbers? Is it
the Sedins? I mean, the Bryan brothers won a lot of tennis matches as doubles. The Lopez brothers, Brooke and Robin Lopez. Robin Lopez looks like Sideshow Bob, or is that Anderson Varejao? I keep getting them mixed up. He has another twin. I mean, there's so many twins in sports. The Markeef and Marcus Morris, they've been in so many fights. Those guys are great twins.
Yeah, they'll get in a fight at a rec center in Phoenix, and you just don't want the two of them staring down the barrel of it. You know,
I've been testing out this question amongst the people here. And now that I have two people that are actually, you know, in movies and televisions, I'm curious what you guys' answers are. So, Jason, I'm going to start with you. Screw Randy this time. So I want to know, not the actor, the character. If you could take a character from one show and have that character do a 3-part story arc on another show, what character and what show would it be?
Oh, so it'd be for my amusement. I mean, obviously, I think it'd be great to take Larry David out of Curb Your Enthusiasm
and put him in Game of Thrones.
Thank you, Randy. Why is it so hot here? You guys, ridiculous.
Go see the White Walkers.
Yeah.
Why do I have to go to the Red Wedding? I wasn't even invited.
I mean, bring me as your
they're not going to care that I'm not at the Red Wedding. Who's going
to
care?
You bring me as your plus one to the Red Wedding. I don't even know what to bring these people. What am I going to get them? Just a whole case of mead? What am I doing?
So if you're watching on Twitch, you saw the eye contact, like Shaq running to the rim and Kobe making the pass right there. I mean, that's exactly what it is.
Alley-oop.
Oh, see these guys on Saturday at the Den. So did you guys have anything to do with the Poochie and Kevin Hart stuff from last week?
Yes.
By the way,
yes, we did. And so, writing on the show, we kind of knew like we're going to do this thing with Kevin Hart and because there was the whole Ben Johnson taking his shirt off. We're like, what's next? What has to happen next? In order for like, what are you giving away? You giving away cheese fries if he takes off his pants? Like, what's happening in Chicago right now? And so we just wanted to find that out. And we knew that Poochie, you know, the Wiener Circle is just a staple. We've been there before late night.
Love it.
Love it. Love the interplay between people behind the counter and the people who are there. And Poochie was just wonderful. So good. And who knows, maybe we'll come back there after our show on Saturday night and bring her a gift. You never know. We could show up at the Wiener Circle after that show. You never know.
You got to come see our show and find out.
I love
and,
that.
You know, we got to tell you, go ahead.
Now you tell us.
Were you guys the ones who dressed Kevin Hart up like a ketchup bottle?
No, he did on his own and Poochie improvised that. And God bless her. That just shows you how funny she is.
Quick.
Poochie, quick, funny.
So what do you want to tell us about Saturday? Tell us.
So Saturday's going to be amazing. I mean, a chance to see us do our hour live. Our mom is going to be in the audience coming up from St. Louis to check this thing out. We got friends from college coming. It's just going to be a party atmosphere. Get your
the
tickets.
The Den Theater is amazing,
It's too. A beautiful theater and a great space to see. So many people shout their specials there. But this is going to be an electric hour. Our friend Rafe Williams, who's an amazing comic, is going to feature for us. So the whole show, top to bottom, is going to be great. But what I want to tell you guys about is a little something that we're doing on Turner Sports. You can come see us this Saturday. But I want you to turn on the tube
and you guys will love this, on December 23rd, 9 p.m.
8 p.m.
8 p.m. Central, True TV and HBO Max. Guess who's doing a version of the Manning cast for the Blackhawks Flyers game? Yours truly.
Oh, come on.
We're doing it.
Oh,
it is
so
a revival of cheap seats. A revival of cheap seats, a live cheap seats. Daniel Van Kirk will be working on it. He will be playing a character in it. Our buddy Brad Morris, who is a famous Second City alum, he will be riding on the show and appearing as characters. Who knows? Maybe we'll interview Jaromir Jagr's mullet. Couldn't get him on the show. We might just interview the mullet and see what he has to
say. Maybe we'll install a kegerator that doesn't have Jägermeister in it, but has Jagermeister in it. You got to tune in and watch.
It's going to be so much fun.
Who's dating Connor Bedard's mom? You got to tune in and watch. Is it Theo Vaughn? We don't know.
You got to get Connor Bedard's mom and Diego Pavia's mom together
on a dating show. Like, all these things we're going to bring up throughout the show. It's running commentary. If you like the Manning cast, it is that with like times 10 more comedy, because we're comedy forward. That's what we've always done. But we've always tried to find that intersection between comedy and sports. We did it on Cheap Seats for 4 years. We've been looking for an outlet to do it again, and we finally have one. And I'm so psyched that it's a Chicago Blackhawks game. I know the Blackhawks have been up and down this year. They had a great start.
They're good now.
Great game last night. Great game last night. They're back. Lots of excitement. The Flyers are a good team too, but we'll be there to make it super fun. So the game is on TNT, but our broadcast is going to be on True TV, same time, alt simulcast, and it's also going to be on HBO Max. So.
You have hit lots of Blackhawks fans directly who are going to find that right here. Thank you, guys. The Sklars are the best. See you Saturday night at the Den. Thanks for coming on The Score, guys. We love it.
Thanks, boys.
Love you guys. Take care.
Thanks.
It's Randy and Jason Sklar.
Come on now.
That's right.
Funny
give
MFers.
Them both their props and not just say
look
that
at you individualizing them. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, it was a good answer too.
Yeah, it was.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.